Someone has written, "We get hold of God's messages, and in perfect good faith and ignorance, hold them the wrong way, and think there's no sense in them."
Elizabeth Elliot says, "There's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens, as it depends on your attitude and your response." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of more than 20 books, helping you face your day with a godly attitude. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. I had a letter from a 10-year-old who wrote this cute little poem. "Mom works in the kitchen all day long. She doesn't even sing a song. But she doesn't feel like she's in a pit when she listens to Elizabeth Elliot." Isn't that terrific? Thank you for that poem. And I'm so encouraged to know that even when a mother is working in a kitchen and not singing, that she doesn't feel like she's in a pit if she's listening to Elizabeth Elliot. Now, some of you do feel like you're in a pit when you hear this voice, and you can tune me out, of course, but it's my great desire to help to turn the ordinary pains and joys of everyday life into spiritual food for the soul of each listener to these 11 and a half minutes. Now, that's a pretty big order. It's one that I can't possibly fill myself. But I do pray that the Lord will press His own message into your heart today. Perhaps you have been looking forward to something for a long time, making plans for it, anticipating it, and nothing has turned out as you expected. You've had some really crushing disappointment, perhaps. I dare say there are a good many of you in this category. Take heart. I hope that my words today will be an encouragement to you. The coming of Jesus into the world was not as the prophets had expected it to be either. They had dreamed of a conquering Messiah. Their prophecies were magnificent, speaking of majesty, strength, authority. Now, put that up against what actually did take place in the plan of God. Can you think of anything more diametrically opposed to the idea that the prophets had of the conquering Messiah, those magnificent prophecies, majesty, strength, and authority? Anything more opposite than a baby in a stable, in a cow stall? The picture of weakness, poverty, pain, helplessness, anonymity. What a strange way for Almighty God, the maker of the universe, to come to His people. Surrounded by animals, not courtiers and princes and dukes and duchesses and people of state, but cows, donkeys, sheep, maybe doves, camels. And, of all people to invite there first, shepherds. Very ordinary, common, working men. What is the message that God is giving us through this picture? Well, for one thing, I think that it's that we're too material in our judgments. We think that things should be one way according to our understanding. And we get all upset and all bent out of shape when God doesn't do it that way. When we pray, "Thy will be done," we are astonished and indignant if God answers the prayer in a way that we didn't expect. "That wasn't what I was asking for," we say to ourselves. Someone has written, "We get hold of God's messages, and in perfect good faith and ignorance, hold them the wrong way, and think there's no sense in them." Well, I'm sure I've done that many times. I've gotten hold of what I thought was a message from God, and by my own stupidity and probably inattention, but in perfect good faith and ignorance, I've gotten it all backwards. Or as we used to say back in the days when we used blotters, I suppose young people today don't even know what a blotter is, but back in the days when we used to dip a pen in an inkwell, then we had to have a piece of rather soft, thick paper called a blotter with which to blot what we'd just written. And we used to say, he's like a blotter, he soaks it all in and he gets it all backwards. Because, of course, whatever you wrote would come up backwards on the blotter. But that's the way we are, very often, isn't it? Getting hold of God's messages, but getting hold of them in the wrong way. And we can't make head or tail of them. We can shut our eyes. We can do our duty, asking only, what will you have me to do, Lord? But then, there's also another way. It is the way of faith, when we have nothing to go by and we can just shut our eyes and say, Lord, show me what to do. But there is another way. We can be like a child in the Father's house, daring to look and to face all the mysteries, with eyes wide open, accepting them, sure of the love of the Father. Now that is, admittedly, rather an advanced spiritual state. For most of us, when we are in a really dark place, where we can't see anything, all we can do is to simply proceed, perhaps ploddingly, methodically, with our duties, and ask the Lord simply to help us do what we have to do today and carry on. But it's a very different picture of a happy child at peace running around the Father's house, opening all the drawers and cupboards, looking at all the mysteries, eyes wide open, accepting them, sure of the love of the Father. Sometimes we're afraid to look at the mysteries, afraid even to admit the existence of things that we can't understand. We don't want to talk about it. We'd rather try to ignore it, deny it. But the true child of the Father is sure of his love, and with eyes wide open, accepts them. With eyes wide open to the mercies of God, we can bear with the storms, we can love even the storms, because they carry within them God's sovereign and merciful purposes for us. And by that I mean that when things seem most utterly wrong, they are going most right. When prayers seem unheard and unanswered, they are those from which we will get the most magnificent answers. I ask you to believe that today. Maybe you have absolutely no other assurance except this voice that you're hearing on the radio. It could be, you know, that God had you switch on this station because he had something to say to you that you might not have found by yourself. And the things that I'm saying to you are things that I've gotten from Scripture. Believe me, they're not Elizabeth Elliot's notions. And I have seen this proved over and over again in my own life, that when things seemed most utterly wrong, they were going most right. I find those things in my journal sometimes, things that seem totally out of whack, crazy. This couldn't possibly have anything to do with the will of God. And years later, from a totally different viewpoint, from a different perspective, from a different vantage point, I've been shown that these were indeed the things that were going most right. Prayers were being heard. They were being answered. Now, put yourself back in that stable with that brand newborn squalling baby. If Mary had picked up that tiny little child, tightly wrapped in swaddling clothes, and placed him into the arms of a shepherd, I think that shepherd would have been able to say at that moment, everything's perfectly clear. Everything is the reverse of what I thought. And with perfect happiness and peace, he would have lost his heart to that tiny child, to his littleness, his poverty, his hiddenness. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was really preposterous, wasn't it? For Almighty God to humble himself, take upon himself not the form of a full-grown, strong adult man, but to come into the world by exactly the same channel that every other baby has ever entered the world. Through a mother's womb. Think of the limitation. Think of the humility. He was saying to us, everything is the reverse of what it appears. Don't be afraid. Never doubt for a moment that I know what I'm doing. And he's still at it. He's at it today. That's what Advent season is about. Let's make ready for that baby, his littleness, his poverty, his hiddenness. Let's be quiet, prepare our hearts, and say, Lord Jesus, there's room in my heart for you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.